He was very supportive of Vicky's career and used to urge her to bill like a boy. His view was that the men considered any time they spent thinking about an issue, even time in the shower, as billable hours. His wife and her female colleagues, however, would decide that they were not at their best on a given day and discount hours they spent at their desks to be fair to the client. Which lawyers were more valuable to that firm? To make his point, Larry told them the story of a renowned Harvard Law School professor who was asked by a judge to itemize a bill. The professor responded that he could not, because he was so often thinking about two things at once. Even now, I'm a long way from mastering the art of feeling confident. In August 2011, Forbes put out its annual World's 100 Most Powerful Women list. I'm savvy enough to know that the list wasn't based on a scientific formula and that magazines love these features because they generate lots of page views as readers click through each name. Still, I was shocked, no, horrified, to learn that Forbes ranked me as the fifth most powerful woman in the world, right after German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, and the CEO of PepsiCo, Indra Nooyi.